This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Starting off a look at our news for the hour, the Harbor Beach Community Hospital has reported that their phone lines are currently down. They can make outgoing calls, but they cannot receive any incoming calls from outside the hospital. So if you'd still like to get a hold of the Harbor Beach Community Hospital, they have a secondary phone number that you can still reach them at 989-712-0208. That's 989-712-0208. Once again, that's the Harbor Beach Community Hospital is currently experiencing a phone down scenario, and the secondary number is 989-712-0208. And another news for today. Some improvements and purchases were approved by the Vassar Township Board of Trustees during their most recent meeting. Approval was given for the installation of a new outdoor Wi-Fi antenna at the Township Hall. The cost for that will be an additional $10 per month with a $100 one-time fee. The antenna will allow for internet service in the park so that the current connection for internet service to the park can be eliminated. Approval was given to purchase a new computer as well for $549 for the administrator's office. And to go along with the new Wi-Fi service, the board is also exploring the possibility of a YouTube channel to upload recorded meetings and to post online messages. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you're tired of dealership stacking fees like you're building a bonfire, then come to Al Hansen Motors. No dock fees, no finance fees, ever. The price you see is the price you pay. No surprises. And for this week's featured vehicles, I have a couple new arrivals. The first is a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium with 41,000 miles. It gets good fuel economy and has Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, heated seats, and more. We're asking $16,580. Next up is a 2016 Jeep Cherokee North Edition 4x4. It has a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 58,000 miles. You get cloth interior with heated seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, and remote start, all for $16,980. I also have a 2018 Ram 1500 Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded, has factory towing package, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and also comes with options you don't see every day, including Ram Air Ride suspension and the Ram Box. Take it home for just $28,580. And if you're looking for a reliable vehicle that won't break the bank, I have a 2016 Chevy Impala Limited. It's in very good shape with only 100,000 miles, and we're asking $10,580. And again, no dock fees, no finance fees, because paying for paperwork is ridiculous.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, although medical and recreational marijuana is now legal, there are still several state and local rules and regulations that govern those marijuana-related businesses. Because of that fact, the Vassar Township Board of Trustees has approved hiring Cody League as a new marijuana coordinator. And his starting pay will be $2,500 per month and will increase to $2,750 a month if he passes an evaluation by Supervisor Bruce Feuther and if he meets all of the requirements. And then after 6 months, his pay will again increase to $3,000 if he passes yet another evaluation and masters all of the necessary requirements. And another news for today. The Shaw Elementary School will be hosting a special event from 5 to 8 p.m. on May the 15th for the school's closure at the end of the 2025 through 2026 academic year, which will end its 102-year legacy. Participants are encouraged to discuss memories of the years they've spent there, as well as display photographs of bygone days, slideshows, and any other memorabilia. The event will be a family celebration as several generations have attended classes at 325 East Frank Street in Cairo. The teachers who work there will now be transitioning to working at the district's main school complex on Hooper Street. The Shaw students from 3rd through 6th grades will be housed at the middle school, and the 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustments and revamping will also need to be done to facilities to accommodate these changes, but officials are confident that the tight timeline can still be met. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.